Welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. It's all about empowerment. That's what we're here to do today. Thanks for joining us. And we got a great show. We're going to be talking about the new DNA origami vaccines. I know, sounds interesting. And it is. But before we get into that topic, I want to do a big Semper Fi to our righteous men and women in uniforms. And we're praying for them every day. They're the good guys. And our devotional is in Lamentations 3, verse 25. The Lord is good unto them that wait for him, to the soul that seeketh him. Yes, so if you haven't done that lately, seek the Lord's face, mind the time, because it grows short. All right, let's get into this topic. Harvard's Wyss Institute for Biologically Inspired Engineering released a new report regarding vaccines that may change the vaccine industry. They are called a novel vaccine process called origami vaccine, so we're going to check this out. So what is an origami vaccine? Well, the previous method of making vaccines where you incubate the virus on animal organs or eggs, which kind of has a long process to it. Therefore, the vaccine industry was looking for a faster, cheaper way to make vaccines, and the RNA process was created. However, the RNA vaccines have been highly controversial, scaring off some patients. But now Harvard thinks they may have a solution by creating a new vaccine technology using 3D DNA nanostructures. So these are lab-engineered synthetic structures that deliver a small component of the pathogen. In essence, they create what is called virus-like particles, known as DNA VLPs, which mimic the virus structure. So we're told that science thinks this will initiate a stronger immune response than previous vaccines. Now think of it this way. The scaffold is this origami structure, which is a self-assembling DNA nanostructure, and it is the structural foundation of this creation. And most people are familiar with, you know, Japanese origami shapes made from paper. Some are in the shape of a bird and others and other type animals. But in this case, the origami vaccines, the scaffolding shape is a square. Then they take a pathogen part to create a marker of the pathogen, such as proteins and peptides. And this acts as an antigen to affect the immune response without the infecting agent. Here's a quote from Science Advisor, February 2026. They say, by placing multiple copies of the same antigen on a DNA framework, these vaccines mimic the repetitive structure of the virus, which is critical for triggering a strong B cell immune response, end of quote. So there is a difference between the function of the immune system, B cells, and the T cells. So the B, as in boy cell, is activated in the bone marrow in the white cells to aid with adapting immune cell antibodies. And the T cells, like in Tuesday, is activated in the thymus gland, which helps the T cell identify self from an invading pathogen. So the T cell is known as a killer antibody to kill the infection. So why did science select the B cell to stimulate? That's a good question. Well, let's look at this quote from Harvard Medical School, April 2024. They say the origami vaccine stimulates a rare B cell that produces broadly neutralizing antibodies. So the vaccine is tailored to recognize and attack single and unique cell pathogens, which are extremely small, end of quote. The scientific name of the origami vaccine, which is a folded DNA nanostructure, is DoriVac, D-O-R-I-V-A-C. So this vaccine creation has gone through animal and human test trials, and science hopes to use this technology to produce the following vaccines as soon as possible: your HIV, your COVID-19, and your Ebola vaccine. So this technology was first developed for actually cancer applications. Now, another aspect to the DoriVac is that how it is made makes it a quote, programmable vaccine. And they still add adjuvants to this type of vaccine. And adjuvants are aluminum particles and can cause autoimmune disease called Schofield syndrome. If you missed my show on that, you can go back to the archive and check it out. Okay, so according to William Shi, PhD, Harvard's Wyss Institute of Biology, March 2026, he says this, "This DNA process gives us the ability to program immune recognition in targeted immune cells on a molecule level. DoorVac," he says, "can precisely present immune-stimulating adjuvant molecules to the cells on a nanoscale level," end of quote. So why make changes to vaccine production? There are several things that were market red flags with previous vaccine manufacturing. One, incubation methods were lengthy, expensive, taking several years to make a vaccine. And two, the mRNA vaccines were more complex and did not provide adequate immunity and caused unintended outcomes. Here's a quote from Harvard's Wyss Institute. Quote, "Overcoming these limitations could improve how the world prepares for the responses to future infectious disease threats," end of quote. So medical science is also looking for a new vaccine that will deliver what is advertised and is accepted without skepticism globally. Plus, the DoorVac vaccine is said to be more stable, easier to store, and to manufacture. So the specifics of how this vaccine is stored and, of course, transported was not discussed in this report, but suggests the vaccine is less dependent on extremely cold temperature. So the human use for this vaccine suggests it will require booster applications. And all this research was published in the March 2026 issue of Nature Biomedical Engineering. So prepare for pathogens, I guess is the message. Science wants us to look to them and the vaccine treatments for protection from pathogens. However, some have found that there are many safe and effective options using medicinal plants that have inhibitors to pandemic-level pathogens without the unintended outcomes. So if you want to learn more, call the folks at Apothecary Herbs and find out how you can empower yourself against these threats. You can ask for their free product catalog. The number to call is 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com or ThePowerHerbs.com. You can ask about a lot of their immune support product line and get a free catalog. Well, that's it, my darlings, for today. I'm out of time. So the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. And again, thanks for listening and sharing. Take care now. Bye.